everyone. Well, summer is almost here, and Top Gun Maverick is going to kick it off. Our extraordinary cast and crew gave it their all to bring you the most immersive, authentic, and entertaining cinematic experience on the biggest screens exclusively and only in the theaters. So I hope you enjoy. We've made it for you.
Respect the c- and tame the c-
Tom Cruise smash hit just passed another milestone, crossing the $600 million mark after just 2 weeks.
Wow.
That's incredible.
This is actually, after 2 years, my first theater experience, and this is wonderful.
It's a good lesson for Hollywood. It's like, if you give the audience what they want, they will come.
Nerderotic.com.
A wise man on Twitter once said, it's the aroundest of times and the find outest of times. And that is certainly the case for woke Hollywood. And there are signs that the entire ecosystem of the entertainment industry is in absolute collapse. I mean, aside from the economic downturn, losing billions on streaming, the looming Writers Guild strike, no, the two things that are going to bother woke Hollywood the most are the death of the movie star and the decline of their top award show, the Oscars.
Please watch our movie. Oh!
Damn! You remember the Oscars, at least the Oscars of old. We used to actually look forward to them. Occasionally, they'd be entertaining. We'd root for films. Hell, we'd have Oscar pools at work. It was the gay Super Bowl, and it used to have ratings that rivaled the Super Bowl, but not so much anymore. Back in the day, it used to be a celebration of the art of film and Hollywood, and no, they didn't get everything right. Who could forget Annie Hall winning over Star Wars or Chariots of Fire winning over Raiders of the Lost Ark? Dark Knight getting snubbed, just to name a few. And who could forget what I think is the worst decision of them all? E.T. winning over Douglas Trumbull's Blade Runner for special effects. A travesty! But occasionally they get things right, like Lord of the Rings Return of the King winning Best Picture, although all three Lord of the Rings films should have won Best Picture.
Amen!
And yes, occasionally we get something like Marlon Brando giving up his Oscar for The Godfather so a fake Native American can give a speech.
Very regretfully, cannot accept this very generous award. And the reasons for this being are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry.
And who could forget Sally Field's speech?
I haven't had an orthodox career, and I've wanted more than anything to have your respect. The first time I didn't feel it, but this time I feel it, and I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
What the f***?
I would be remiss not to mention Harvey Weinstein, who many have said, correctly, that he ruined the Oscars in more ways than one. But please remember that this is the same Hollywood who knew exactly what Harvey Weinstein was doing and were completely fine with it until they weren't.
Thank you, Harvey Weinstein.
Especially Harvey.
Harvey and Bob Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
And God, Harvey Weinstein.
Congratulations, you five ladies no longer have to pretend to be attracted to Harvey Weinstein.
I think I'm taking the hit for an entire group of people who worked with Harvey Weinstein. It really does feel like something seismic is happening in the way we look at the balance of power, the way women are excluded from most of the areas at the decision-making level.
Which opened the door to the Me Too Time's Up era, which punished the guilty and the innocent, and created a power vacuum.
It's thrilling to see what these conversations have become and the policies change so quickly in the wake of these movements.
Which brought in the new gatekeepers that not so slowly but surely brought us to the woke Hollywood of today.
I think the most important thing is inclusivity and more women. I mean, basically just f***ing more women anywhere, anytime, all at once.
Come again?
And instead of having a bunch of vapid, self-absorbed narcissists wearing $15,000 jewelry and $125,000 dresses, at least knowing how to have fun, now we're stuck with a bunch of vapid, self-absorbed narcissists wearing $15,000 jewelry and $125,000 dresses, telling us how to live. God, I missed coked out Hollywood. That's right, your average garden variety celebrity now, who most people really can't recognize, but somehow they still get work, is more than just that. They are influencers, using their platform for change from the comfort of their private jets, limos, and $16 million mansions. In 2022, Hollywood lost 40% of their ticket-buying audience. They're called the paying customer around these parts. And the ones that were left through a handful of successful films like Spider-Man No Way Home, Top Gun Maverick, Avatar 2, and now Super Mario Brothers, has told Hollywood exactly what they want. And through a boatload of flops, has told the powers that be in Tinseltown exactly what they don't want. A message that's going to be completely ignored, because guess what, folks? Hollywood's got some brand new rules that go into effect this year, and they're completely insane. So please join me, you over 734,000 practitioners of common sense and the 40% who haven't subscribed yet. Let's hear why woke Hollywood is failing in their own words. From Deadline, don't doubt it. The Film Academy and its inclusion allies mean to change the business. The 96 Oscar cycle is upon us, and with it, something new. The mandatory representation and inclusion standards that require filmmakers and or their storylines and or their distributors to meet elaborate racial, sexual, and disability guidelines. Don't kid yourself with that everybody qualifies anyway notion that's been floating around since the standards were announced a couple of years ago. The rules are intended to change the film business for the greater good. If you don't think so, take a few minutes, it's going to take a lot longer than that, to browse the long list of compliance resources that are now posted on the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences website. To be fair, most of the corporations on planet Earth and, well, all the schools here in America have implemented a lot of these rules, and you might find some of them familiar. One corporation outside of Hollywood, Anheuser-Busch, has implemented some of these rules recently. And one company inside of Hollywood, Disney, has done it as well, and it's not working out well for either. But don't worry, that's not going to stop the Oscars. They're saying, hold my Bud Light.
What is this?
Smells like this.
Smells like this.
At present, the Academy's list of standards resources includes 20 entities with the promise of more to come. Some are nonprofits, keep that in mind. Others are commercial firms. The list says the website has been curated and reviewed by the Academy, and each resource provides robust, relevant, and actionable tools to support a filmmaker, production studio, or distributor in meeting these standards and facilitating progress. Believe me, folks, that is only the beginning of the corporate activist gobbledygook we're going to get in this article. And an impressive list it is, offering an approach to hiring and development that would be unfamiliar to a producer of the 1990s, when films were good and built around flashes of inspiration, seat-of-the-pants decisions, trips to the favor bank, backdoor deals, and sometimes artfully loaded test audiences. I have very little doubt all of that is still going on, especially backdoor deals, am I right? Meet the new gatekeepers, same as the old gatekeepers. By the Academy's lights, a script hunt now starts not with a power agent lunch, but rather with a visit to the Blacklist, a globally unique database that efficiently identifies and celebrates great writing for everyone who needs it most. Again, with the writer's strike looming, that Blacklist might just have various writing AIs on it, and that would quite frankly improve things. Or, more to the point, to the parallel British Blacklist for information about the existing work of UK-based Black storytellers. So their blacklist is literally a blacklist. I have a question. In this blacklist that's made in the name of inclusivity, that basically excludes everyone else except for one racial demographic, does it include all of that racial demographic or just the politically approved? My guess is the latter. Let's continue. With your standards compliant screenplay in hand, the Academy list helpfully explains which standard or standards each business or organization will help you to meet. You can start assembling your inclusion-friendly film. With apologies, dear viewer, hang in there because it gets so much worse. If you need interns, the Academy itself can supply them through its diversity-oriented Academy Gold program, and that will go a long way toward getting you past Standard C, which requires you to provide skill development for underrepresented groups. Remember that one. That, or you can try the Group Effort Initiative, which notes the Academy site can help you meet the same standard with people of color, LGBTQ+, people with disabilities, former foster and homeless youth, and people who have been previously incarcerated? Wait a minute. For those of you who are unaware, many years ago, I was previously incarcerated. Does that make me part of a marginalized group? Oh, man. As for the rest of the staff, no problem. You can meet standards B and D, which require a diverse creative and marketing slash distribution team, by visiting the Array Crew database, created by filmmaker and Academy board member Ava DuVernay. The very same Ava DuVernay who directed the box office disaster A Wrinkle in Time, and then Warner Brothers gave her Jack Kirby's The New Gods, which was canceled. And she also said this, director Ava DuVernay warns white men seeking Hollywood jobs, bias goes both ways. Array is led by an all-women executive team. What is a woman? Says the Oscars website. You know, nothing says inclusivity like excluding people. Array Crew, which is free, is not the only listed hiring source. Staff Me Up, which charges $149.99 a year for a premium membership, about the same as IMDb Pro, which is a total ripoff, by the way, is said to list 120,000 crew workers who have self-identified as underrepresented, presumably easing the burden on a producer who is wrestling with the Academy's RAISE platform. There's that word, platform. A complex identity data entry portal through which all Oscar films must now pass. Another source of staff might be Free the Work, a 501(c) organization that says the list allows your production team to self-identify beyond a dehumanizing and limiting set of options, helping them feel as their whole selves. I have a question. Isn't it dehumanizing calling people underrepresented or worse, marginalized? If you keep telling a large group of people they are underrepresented or worse, marginalized over and over again, they might actually start feeling that way. But maybe that's the whole point. Something to think about. Whatever that means, it can help with standard A, which demands diversity in your storyline and/or on-screen talent. And what are these standards, you may ask, dear viewer? Well, you may regret that, because they are DIE, diversity, inclusion, and equity, or a better term would be CRT, because Hollywood's gone full critical race theory. Standard A on screen, the film must meet one of the following. At least one of the lead or significant supporting actors is from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. At least 30% of all actors in secondary and more minor roles are from an underrepresented group. The main storyline, theme, or narrative of the film is centered on an underrepresented group. Standard B, the team. The film must meet one of the following. At least two of the creative leadership positions and department heads, such as the director, cinematographer, or costume designer, are from underrepresented groups, and at least one of those must belong to an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. At least six other crew and technical positions, such as the first AD or script supervisor, are from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group. At least 30% of the film's crew is from an underrepresented group. Standard C, access. The film must meet both criteria. The distribution or financing company has paid apprenticeships or internships for underrepresented groups. The production, distribution, and/or financing company offers below-the-line skill development to the underrepresented. Standard D, audience development. The film must have multiple in-house senior executives from underrepresented groups on the marketing, publicity, and/or distribution teams.
Give me some of the pain and let me die.
Confused? I know I am, and I know woke Hollywood will be, and that is a good thing, but again, it gets worse because all of these organizations and those nonprofits that I'm sure aren't affiliated to any, say, political and activist organizations are here to help. Need music? Turn to the Composers Diversity Collective of Donay, I don't even know what that is, Women in Music Lawyers and Publicists? Those might come from diverse representation. Good for standards C and D. For animation, Women in Animation. For advice about Asians, try CAPE USA. For Native Americans, Illuminative. For Middle Eastern and North African people, MENA Arts. For Latinos, the National Association of Latino Independent Producers. Oh my God, you didn't say Latinx, bigot. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The only underrepresented group in Hollywood right now is POTs, People of Talent.
Ha! Got it! Got it!
But wait, there's more. Levant Consulting says the list specializes in those with disabilities. Goldhouse reshapes public opinion in favor of Asians and Pacific Islanders. Good for standards A and C. Color of Change Hollywood can keep you up to date on the latest activist trends. Women in Film is here to help with all four standards. This thing just keeps going. And Kruvy, whose own website sports an Oscar logo, a gold check mark, and a prominent reference to standard A, B, C, and D, can, according to the Academy, streamline the collection of reporting of DEIA analytics to easily apply for RAISE. By the way, RAISE stands for Representation and Inclusion Standards. Happily, someone is here to help because RAISE is complicated. That identity data portal has been live since 2021, but Oscar films will actually be required to meet its standards for the first time this year. To date, the portal has been accessible only to those who register a film, but Academy members, we here will be offered a walkthrough in early May. It's about time. You might want to take a look because the platform and its myriad industry support groups are designed to change the way you do business in Hollywood. And I'm sure it will turn out just about as well as the now abandoned total disaster that Time's Up was. But it certainly creates multiple paths for a lot more activism, because woke Hollywood isn't going down without a fight, despite everything saying that the paying customer, you know, the people they rely on, are completely sick of this crap. In principle, I'm not against private companies pooling their resources to cultivate more talent. No, actually, I think that's a very good thing. But that's not what this is. It's, again, pure activism brought to us by activists who see everything through an activist lens. Don't believe me? Here's Viola Davis on The Woman King.
The reason why it's hard is because all of the characters are black females.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
White directors are like, I don't want to touch that because, you know, I don't want to deal with, you know, the controversy of directing a predominantly black film, so we're not going to touch it. But we won't say we won't touch it yet. We'll say we're going to touch it because we don't want to be mean. It doesn't matter if it's reaching 98% of black females. So how do you reach white males? And how do you make people feel like, if I can't reach the white male audience, it doesn't mean that the movie can't have some commercial value. That was a big thing.
This whole process, I feel, is best described by former executive Paul Chato. Cultural revolutionists want equity, which is usurping without contribution. And hey, folks, the Oscars are bouncing back. Their last show was only the third lowest rated in its history. And despite the recent successes and snubs by the Academy of Spider-Man No Way Home, which saved Hollywood's ass, Top Gun Maverick, which saved Hollywood's ass, Avatar 2, and the most recent film, Super Mario Brothers, even a hit like John Wick 4, but don't worry, woke Hollywood is going to put its nose to the grindstone and de-incentivize things like meritocracy and art, which won't raise anyone. But thanks to that article, which thankfully I didn't have to elaborate on whether it meant to or not, we know exactly why woke Hollywood is failing. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. If you didn't like what you heard, thanks for listening this long. I will see you in the next video.
And then last September came an event that would change us. An actor friend said to me, what are we doing? What are we doing? Is it important? Is it even important what I do? And what of a night like tonight? Should we celebrate the joy and magic that movies bring? Well, dare I say it, more than ever.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.